This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 426 for Wednesday, June 7th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was steady to higher on Wednesday, hours after the latest key interest rate announcement by the Bank of Canada. The country's central bank decided to raise its key interest rate by 25 basis points to 4.75% on Wednesday morning in an attempt to combat inflation. The Canadian dollar was up 2/10 of a United States cent compared to Tuesday's close. Chicago soy and European rapeseed were lower, while Malaysian palm oil was mixed. However, crude oil was on the rise. The July canola contract was up 30 cents per ton at $670.20, while the November canola contract was unchanged at $647.40 per ton. In the U.S., wheat suffered severe losses, while corn was lower and soybeans were higher. Areas within the eastern corn belt will receive between 25 and 63 millimeters of rain in the coming week. However, the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and northern Iowa will mostly remain dry. The U.S. Energy Information Administration showed that 1.036 million barrels of ethanol per day were produced for the week ended June 2nd, a 32,000-barrel daily increase in production on average. Ethanol stocks increased by 616,000 barrels to 22.948 million. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier raised his Brazilian corn production estimate by 3 million tons to 129 million, while leaving his Argentine corn estimate unchanged at 35 million. The July corn contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.04. Cordonnier also did not change his own production estimates for Brazil's and Argentina's soybean crops, leaving them at 155 million tons and 22 million tons, respectively. China imported a record amount of soybeans in May, totaling 12.02 million tons, breaking the previous record of 11.2 million set in June 2020. Last month's amount was 68% higher than in April and 24% more than in May 2022. So far this year, the country has imported 42.31 million tons of soybeans, 11% more than at this time last year. The July soybean contract was up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.61. Ukraine's Ag Ministry said that the floods resulting in the breach of the Novokakhovka Dam could turn 500,000 hectares of farmland left without irrigation. The disaster has already cut off 31 irrigation systems in three southern Ukrainian provinces. Both Ukraine and Russia blame each other for the dam's collapse. In China's top wheat-producing province, Hainan, one-third of the wheat crop in the province's southern half has emerged after recent heavy rains. An estimated 30 million tons of China's wheat crop out of 137 million have been affected by the rains. Egypt has booked 55,000 tons of Russian wheat via tender. The July Chicago wheat contract was down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.17. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 32 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.88. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 26 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.91. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, June 7th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.